Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I do have a small mouth. I have documentation. My family doesn't believe me. Morning. I realized yesterday that today is Pentecost, and that last week was Ascension Sunday. Gosh, both those would have could have preached. I didn't think about it, didn't realize it, and I thought Pentecost was important enough to say something about this morning, but Pastor Chris did way better than I could ever hope to do. So, we'll just move on to the gift thing. I do want to say, you know, I'm happy to speak and help in any way I can, but if somebody has a message or something that they would like to hear a message about, feel free to make a suggestion. I'm over here going, I don't know. So, anyway, shall we pray? Lost my prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for walking with us every day and that you are always with us. We proclaim your promises to be true. Your goodness and love never fail. We gather today to give you thanks and to praise your greatness. We pray you would fill our hearts, minds, and our souls. Transform us, Lord, make us more like you. I pray these things in your name and thank you for them. Amen. Today's scripture is 1 Peter 4, 7-11, and I used the New Living Translation for all my scripture today. I found it really confusing to be bouncing back and forth. It's a learning opportunity. I keep growing in this church. Thank you so much. So, for the end of the world is coming soon. Therefore, be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. Cheerfully share your home with those who need a meal or a place to stay. God has given each of you a gift from a great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to service one another. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. A glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. God's gifts. What are they? How do we use the ones given to us? Last week we talked about all gifts come from God, that he gave us all unique gifts to be used for his glory and to expand the kingdom. Gifts are varied and for the common good, and our mission is to find out the unique gift that God gave us and then to go do the work that God intended us to do. Last week, we talked about wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discernment, speaking in tongues, and interpretation of tongues. There are a lot more. Today I want to talk about how we identify the gift or the gifts that we've been given and then how to use them. I would guess that most of you have heard the Christian humor that says God equips the call, or he equips the call, and that Noah got drunk, Abraham was too old, Jacob was a liar, Leah was ugly, Joseph was abused, Moses stuttered, Rahab was a prostitute, Jeremiah and Timothy were too young, David had an affair, Jonah ran from God, Naomi was a widow, Job went bankrupt, Peter denied Christ, and Lazarus was dead. Yet God called each of them for his glory. If you think about it, using the ordinary people for extraordinary events just shows just how amazing God is. Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. As we journey through life, we develop innate strengths and abilities that are our own. We may find ourselves drawn to certain activities and things and feel led to do things along the way. And may not be obvious to you what you have a natural flair for. You may not think that your level of know-how is relevant to the world. How do you identify the unique mission that God created for you to do? Janice Stanfield said, "I cannot do all the good that the world needs, but the world needs all the good that I can do." Here's a question to ask yourself. What did you love to do as a child? How do you enjoy spending time now? What are you passionate about? What gets you totally motivated? What's important to you about life? This could relate to the different areas of your life: health, career, family, relationships, personal development, and spirituality. Ask your family, five people in your life you spend the most time with, and identify one or two things that those people are good at. You should be able to come up with at least one for each person, and something that's unique to them. Likewise, the people who know you well will be able to share with you the qualities that they see as strengths. Get active and serve in your church. I really don't want to say that to this church because y'all are pretty active. But you can start by responding to needs, whether you feel gifted or not. As you step out in faith and obedience with a servant's heart, the Holy Spirit will show you the areas for which you have been gifted. This often occurs through positive feedback from people who are experiencing God's grace through your acts of service. Sometimes you can recognize your unique gifts through the feeling you get from that service. If it gives you great joy, it could be that this is how you were gifted and that you're using your gift in the way that God intended. Invite the filling of the Holy Spirit. Pastor Chris talked about today being Pentecost, and Holy Spirit's still with us. So your gifts are a manifestation of the Holy Spirit in you. As you surrender to and are filled with Spirit, you open yourself to the opportunity for the release and power of your spiritual gifts. Ephesians 3:16-19. I pray out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and know that this love surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Ask. If you and your friends or family haven't given you a direction, ask other people. Ask your pastor. Ask God. James 1:5 tells us, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. Pray and seek discernment. Acts 13:2-4. One day as these men were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, appoint Barnabas and Saul for the special work to which I have called them. So after more fasting and prayer, the men laid their hands on them and sent them on their way. So Barnabas and Saul were sent out by the Holy Spirit. It worked. Use that spiritual gift inventory. There are lots of them. I don't have a special one to recommend. This would be helpful to get you started, but please don't use that alone. I discovered my gift while we were going through the visioning effort for ABW. I was at a workshop, and one of the tasks assigned was to ask other people who we reminded them of from the Bible. Frank Frischkorn told me Barnabas. I didn't know a whole lot about Barnabas, so I looked him up. And I learned that he was an habitual encourager. It seems that he was always encouraging someone. Encouragement or exhortation is confidence in offering encouragement, comfort, and support to someone, to help someone be all that God wants them to be. I claim that gift of encouragement. As I worked to identify my gift, I discovered that I had been encouraging people from early in my life. In high school, I served as a big sister to a little one, and ended up being a literacy tutor for her dad to help him learn to read. I worked at a halfway house for people early in their drug and alcohol recovery, trying to help them learn how to sustain a sober life. Later, I worked with people in low-income housing to help them become self-sufficient. When I worked with families in foster care and tried to help them identify one change they could make to help their families be healthier and happier. From the Got Questions website, the gift of encouragement or exhortation carries the idea of bringing someone closely alongside in order to urge, encourage, give joy, and comfort him or her. All these actions make up the gift of encouragement. The body of Christ is built up in faith as a result of the minister of those with the gift of encouragement. One of the extra checks was that as I learned more about encouragement is about doing. And I absolutely relate way more with Martha than I do Mary. I am a doer. So, at the end of the day, who you are, what you do, and how you show up in the world is sacred and unique. Everything you share, whether it's your bright smile, your compassionate heart, or your quality of presence, has a ripple effect on everyone around you and beyond. Whoever you are and whatever your gifts, the world needs you. Every child of God has gifts. Our gifts are assigned when we are born into the family of God. Corinthians 14:29-31. Are we all apostles? Are we all prophets? Are we all teachers? Do we all have the power to do miracles? Do we have the gift of healing? Do we have the ability to speak in unknown languages? Do we all have the ability to interpret unknown languages? Of course not. So you should earnestly desire the most helpful gifts. But now let me show you a way of life that is best of all. In closing, I would like to share a poem I found written by Deborah Ann Belka. God will use you. God will use you to testify for him by causing you joy to fill to the brim. Then your faith will spill right over, bringing to him others much closer. God will employ you to do his business by causing your hope to be a witness. Then your trust in Jesus will flow, and others the way you will show. God will use you any way he can to bring the lost to the Son of Man. Shall we pray? Precious Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us with our unique gifts. Please help us to understand how to nurture them and to use them to bring glory to you. We pray these things.
Please reach out to us. We don't ever want to lose a brother or sister with that.